Tremble is brought to you by Houser's Trousers. You want trousers to make your spouses say wowzers? Go to Houser's Trousers.
Houser's.
So there I was, in a pool of blood on the pavement. How did it come to this? I'm not going to answer that immediately. That's not how this works. The job of a detective is to piece things together, like how bones make a skeleton, like how evidence makes a case, like how a couple of nuns make an awful family reunion. It's a process, like a man pulling on a rope and wondering if it's a cobra. We'll just have to wait to the end.
The URY Broadcasting Network presents Trimble, Part 1, A Bit of Fluff.
Who's that silhouette smoking on a cigarette? Bad guys will tremble and always remember Trimble.
I guess it makes sense to start from the start. Business had been slow for a while, ever since Commissioner Farland had passed a law making all crime illegal in the state. I was near broke, and didn't even have enough money to pay for the band. Come on, fellas, you know I'm good for it. I was scraping by, making a living returning missing cats to their owners for awards. Then one rainy September evening, just as I was shutting up shop.
Trimble, Mr. Fluffy's in the waiting room!
I can't take any more of it, Susie. I'm coughing up hairballs.
But Mr. Fluffy...
Mr. Fluffy can drown in a bag.
Is that how you treat all your clients?
My apologies. You're actually called Mr. Fluffy?
We're a long and distinguished family, Mr. Trimble. You ever heard of Fluffy Toys?
Yeah?
My company makes those. Ever heard of fluffy towels?
Uh-huh.
We make those. Ever heard of fluff? We make that too. I'll cut to the chase. Time is money, and money means fluff. And I make fluff, but I can't make time. So time isn't fluff, though money is both. I am owed a certain amount of money, Mr. Trimble, by a gentleman called Mason. The man is a degenerate, I hear. He gambles, he drinks, he licks the lids of yogurt pots when he opens pots of yogurts that have that filmy foil lid thing you have to peel off when any civilized man would use a knife to scrape off the excess yogurt from the filmy lid and then transfer said yogurt to a spoon, as only a barbarian would actually eat yogurt off a knife.
Yeah.
He owes my company big, Trimble. My company loaned him a large sum of money to start a wind farm.
Green energy not paying back?
On examination of the paperwork, it transpires by wind farm he meant burying wind seeds in the soil and hoping wind trees would grow. In fact, Mason is implicated in several criminal organizations. He has not repaid the debt, and I fear he has absconded with the capital.
Well, if that's the case, why not go to the police?
This is a very delicate matter, Trimble. I wouldn't want my company embarrassed by the news. Besides, if my other clients heard about this, they'd all want to abscond with my money. No, I need you to track him down.
Do you have an address for this Mason guy?
He lives with his brother-in-law, Osborne, and off him, too, but he's disappeared. I went to the address, and neither Osborne nor his wife had heard anything of him in weeks. He's gone underground, like a mole. One that had previously lived above ground all its life.
Do you know what he looks like, this Mason?
Our only correspondence was by letter, but Mr. and Mrs. Osborne were kind enough to supply this photograph of him. So, will you accept the case?
I had to think for a moment. The guy seemed a little off-kilter, a bit strange.
I am standing right here.
But what could I do? This was the closest thing I'd had to a case in months. I had to accept. I accept your case. At $50 a day. You'll understand my fee is comparatively modest.
You mean extortionate?
I say potato, you say pertato.
No one has ever said potato.
Whatever. And that was that. The first case in ages just walked into the room. Sure, it was missing persons, but I figured that's better than chasing cats. I got the address off Fluffy.
You haven't even asked me yet.
And made my way there. But first, I had to make a visit to an old friend of mine.
Shall I just go then?
I think that's for the best. He does this sometimes.
I'll have another large.
Sir, don't you think you've had enough milk?
I'll tell you when I've had enough. Why? Hello?
Hey, Chief.
Oh. For some reason, I thought it sounded like a sexy lady had just walked in.
Nope. Must have been the door squeaking.
Well, if it ain't Trimble, then I'm going blind. How have you been, Lieutenant?
You know me, Chief. Lying low and keeping my nose clean, like a man who's bedridden but scrupulous about nasal hygiene.
I never liked you, and I'm glad you left the force. What's brought you here?
I've got a favor to ask you. I need some info. I knew that the Chief would help me out.
Well, that's rather presumptuous of you.
I needed to ascertain a few facts. Through the Chief, I found out everything seemed legit. Mr. and Mrs. Osborne had indeed lived at their address for some years before Mason, Mrs. Osborne's brother, declared bankruptcy and moved in. Mason's bank records showed that he had indeed received a loan from Fluffy, but that the account had been cleared soon after.
If you know all this, then why the hell did you bother coming
over? But things weren't adding up. Like a sly accountant or a broken abacus. I reckon there was more to this than met the eye. So I headed over to the Osborne address.
You're talking about your future actions in the past tense, you psychopath. Listen, in exchange for this information, I need you to do me a favor. I remember your time on the force, before you hit the bottle.
Some say I hit the bottle, others say the bottle hit me.
You were always a good cop, and I'd like you to give me a hand with one of our new recruits. Let him shadow you. Learn tricks from an old dog.
I ain't getting saddled with no wet-ass rookie.
You're taking Ricky the rookie with you. He's a nice kid, but a bit slow.
Fine. But you owe me.
No, I don't.
But you'll buy me a juice.
No.
We headed down to Osborne's place, and my mind was full of questions. What happened to Mason? Why didn't Osborne know? Can the band play that Cantina Bar song from Star Wars? Good. Ricky and I showed up at Osborne's place, which looked like something from a gothic novel. Any minute I expected a grim, hunchback freak of a butler to hobble up to me and say in a rasping voice,
"There's no need to reduce me to a tawdry stereotype, sir."
I see. Is Osborne in?
Yes, sir. I believe he's expecting you.
You don't say. How come?
He's very cautious, my master. You could almost say suspiciously cautious. And he's had Mr. Fluffy followed. And everyone he's met in the last 3 weeks has charged me with keeping close attention on all detectives who come knocking and dig holes for 13 landmines in the grounds. It's almost as if he'd had something to hide. Only I'm sure that can't be the case. What if Master already being so cautious about everything and living in a castle and not even showing myself to me in 3 weeks?
Yak. Why don't you let us in already?
Certainly, sir. Walk this way.
Enough of that. Jesus. Now, Ricky, I need you to be on your best behavior. Keep quiet and let me do the talking.
Sure thing, boss. Gee, it's so exciting to be out on a real case.
Can it, you pointless imbecile. If you wet the seat again, I'll break your face.
Yes, sir.
So we were led into Osborne's sinister lair.
That's a bit strong, sir.
But this all seemed too much. It just didn't fit. Like a piece of a jigsaw puzzle in a jigsaw puzzle that it didn't fit into. Like if it was from a different jigsaw puzzle or something and got put in the wrong box by a flunky doing work experience at a charity shop.
My jigsaw puzzles have up to 8 pieces.
It's just through this door, sir. The master has given me strict instructions that I should not enter this room. But you're permitted, you lucky buggers.
Hmm.
Who's there?
My name is Trimble, and this is my pet, Ricky. I've been hired by Mr. Fluffy regarding Mr. Mason's disappearance.
Come on in. Do take a seat. Care for a drink, famous grouse?
The only celebrated bird to touch these lips is Greta Garbo.
No, thanks. I'm allergic to adulthood.
You seem to keep yourself rather locked away up here, Mr. Osborne.
Well, since my late brother-in-law's disappearance, I've become rather nervous. I've denied all my friends admittance for weeks. I'm so shocked. I can't help but think that the people who came for him would want to get me, too.
You believe he was abducted?
I do, sir, I do.
Well, why didn't you inform Mr. Fluffy of your suspicions? Or of the police?
I only realized recently. Something my wife said to me only a short while ago. In fact, ask her yourself.
Ding dong.
You summon your wife with a camp butler? Pretending to be a bell?
Sadly necessary, except for the campness. I don't want the servants spying on me. I can't trust them. I've had to bury a dozen landmines by myself.
Why, hello. You must be Mr. Trimble.
I knew she was trouble the moment she walked in. I'd seen more dames than a panto director. But this one knocked me for six. And I had a hankering for her like a dog on a hot dog.
I'm in the room.
I'm in the room.
I don't get it, but I sure like hot dogs.
Mouth remains shut, Ricky. You're drooling on the nice lady's carpet. Your husband says that something you said led him to believe that your brother, Mr. Mason, was abducted. What was it that gave you that impression?
The fact that I saw him being gagged, sacked, and put in the back of a car.
Uh-huh.
I do hope he's all right, despite everything he's put us through. There's a lot of people he owed money to, Trimble, and not just Fluffy. My husband and I have been threatened.
What kind of threats?
Oh, the usual. Dare say it all sounds rather pedestrian to a professional like yourself. Dead crows nailed to the front door. Notes saying we'll be refused store credit at our local store. And hang, disemboweled, and broken on a wheel if we set foot in there again, though our statutory rights will not be affected. Please, find out who did this.
For a lady as pretty as that, I'd swallow the moon.
Real tactful. You didn't even say that as a voiceover.
Thank you, Trimble. Go, I implore you, and find my brother. And don't come back until you do.
But Mrs. Osborne, I already have.
What do you mean, Trimble?
I mean this. At first, this case looked like an open and shut absconding.
That's not a word.
Try open and shut absconding.
Yeah, but I don't want to use the present participle as a noun.
Point taken.
But it turned out this case was all dense fog and shiny things.
Smoke and mirrors?
Yeah. Gradually, things began to stick out. The butler mentioned digging 13 holes in the garden. You mentioned only a dozen landmines. That leaves an extra hole. For the body.
You mean to say that Mason is buried on my grounds?
Not quite. There's still a question of what actually happened to Mason. He goes missing. His brother-in-law, Osborne, seemingly frightened, becomes a recluse, only allowing himself to be visited by strangers like myself and Fluffy, but barring the door to his friends, even his servants, it doesn't make sense.
If you are casting aspersions on my husband, Mr. Trimble, then I am afraid I will not be able to sleep with you.
I'm not casting aspersions on your husband. I'm casting aspersions on your brother, Mason, who is masquerading as your husband, who is dead and buried in the grounds of his own estate.
But I am Osborne. I don't look anything like Mason. You've got a photograph of him, for Pete's sake.
The photograph I have of Mason was given to Fluffy by you, Mr. Osborne. I bet anything that it's nothing but a photograph of the real Osborne himself.
Surely my own wife could tell the difference.
She can. Which is why she had to be in on the plan. She tells the servants and every guy who visits that you're her husband, then lives off his money. You escape the loan sharks and live a new life as a rich and respectable businessman with fluffy stolen dough on top.
These are lies. All lies.
Is that so? Ricky, will you do me the honor of bringing the butler in here?
No!
Yes, sir? Oh, my! It's Mason! Boy, do I have egg on my face now.
Damn you, Trimble.
Ricky, he's making an escape!
Out of my way, you feeble cretin.
Oh no! Ricky, look out, he has a gun.
You'll never catch me alive. You'll regret this. I'm going to come back in a later episode.
I've got a feeling I don't have to. Mrs. Osborne, if you don't mind, you're coming with me. You're going to do more time than a clockmaker.
But surely my brother...
Let him run. He's not going anywhere. There's an awful lot of landmines in that garden. Any minute now, he's going to meet a sticky end. Yep. Any minute now, he's just going to run right over one of those landmines, and he'll be blown up more than
You know that he planted them all.
Ah, crap. So that was that. This case had taken me by the seat of my pants. But luckily, I was wearing Hauser's trousers, so they'd managed to make it through. I found myself back at the bar. Case closed and the culprit behind bars.
What are you talking about? One of them escaped and is still on the loose.
All that was left was to break the news to the chief. Have you heard about Ricky?
Yeah, I have.
I'm sorry about that. It's a tragic loss of life. Ricky was irreplaceable.
Meet Rocky the Rook.
Hi there.
Oh my God.
I'd like for you two to work together on a few cases. It's the least you can do after you broke the last one.
We're gonna be the best of pals.
Can it?
And you never know, Trimble. If you keep on solving crimes at this rate, maybe there'll be a place for you back on the force after all.
We got Ricky's body out of the trunk and left it there on the sidewalk for the garbage men to clear up. And there I was, standing in a pool of blood on the sidewalk. Ricky's blood, not mine. I tricked you with a flashback. But who knows? Maybe it'll be my blood on the sidewalk one day. If I was to try to be a cop again, I was in for danger. It was stress of that kind that drove me to booze. Could I ever rejoin the force?
Trimble! Your next client's stuck in a tree!
Yes. Yes, I could.
You have been listening to Trimble by Ed Greenwood, starring Lewis Chandler as Trimble, Stephanie Faye Bartlett as Susie the Secretary, Edward Greenwood as Mr. Fluffy, Joseph Williams as Patrice, Joseph D'Angelo as the Butler, Harry Whittaker as Ricky and Rocky Rookie, Greg Ebden as Mason, and Rosanna Breer as Mrs. Osborne. With music from the Hot Diggity Dogs of DeLion Septet, accompanied by the vocal talents of Yashika Caldwell. Costume provided by Hauser's Trousers. The program was produced by John Wakefield for the URY Broadcasting Network.
As tough as a thimble, he never has time to feel needles and pines. But you should know he's too manly to sew. So it's hypothetical. Anything but simple. He's complex inside, like a motor engine. In the analogy I use, his fuel is a booze. But that is too obtuse.